This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show May of this year, if you will. The name of the company is Quantum Emotions Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol QNCCF. If you're up there in Toronto, look them up. You can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol QNC. With us today is the CEO and director of the company, Francis Bellito. Francis, welcome back to the show.
No, nice. Thank you. Nice to be back here with you.
Before we get started on the Q&A today, if you would, give some of my new listeners just a little bit of a backstory of who you guys are and what you do.
Okay, so Quantum Emotion was formerly called Quantum Numbers Corp. It's a company, a spin-off of University of Sherbrooke in Quebec, Canada, that is developing what we call a next generation of cryptographic solutions. They are based, cryptographic solutions are based on what we call a quantum random number generator. And these quantum numbers generator, we believe that they are the ultimate weapons against cyber criminality. Okay, so this is in a nutshell.
The way they work
is because QRNGs are hardware solutions, hardware components that exploit the built-in unpredictability of quantum mechanics, and this is really a disruptive technology. So by doing that, what we're trying to do is bringing a quantum level security to users, you know, I mean, the people are very concerned about, cybersecurity. And I think our technology, because there are already some competitive products out there, would be very affordable.
So that being said, and in a nutshell, if you would, what does Quantum Emotions do, and what kind of application or commercial application you want to bring forward here, say in the next 6 to 12 months?
So, if you look at our communication is somehow secure over the internet, what is very important to understand that the security is going to depend, and it's enhanced actually by the use of what we call public key crypto systems, like the famous RSA, that is a system that uses a very sophisticated encryption algorithm. So every time you communicate with your bank, you're using the SAP, the RSA, encryption platform.
Correct.
The key here that I have to understand is that the quality of these encryption algorithms is going to depend on the strength of these encryption algorithms are going to depend on the quality of the random numbers that are used to generate these encryption keys. So the random numbers is a series of numbers, that become the backbone of the encryption key, and they are random one. There is no connection between numbers, okay? And today, these random numbers are produced by other specialized algorithms, and obviously when you have an algorithm and try to create something random, it doesn't take a PhD to understand that an algorithm is deterministic by nature. So in reality today, all these encryption keys are using what we call pseudo random numbers. And that make potentially these encryption key crackable.
Gotcha.
So the only solution, in fact, is to make these encryption keys, definitely uncrackable, is to use pure random numbers. And if you look in the nature, everything that we understand, it's around ourselves, it's in the realm of classical physics, you know, Newtonian physics. And no phenomenon, in fact, in this physics actually are random. There is always a deterministic. You can always actually anticipate what would happen because all these phenomena are always deterministic by nature. The only way in nature that you could rely on pure random phenomena are actually the ones that come in our issue from quantum mechanics. And one in particularly, the famous principle of Heisenberg is the dual nature of a quantum particle. And a quantum particle is an electron, is a photon, is a neutron, proton, you know, boson, all kinds of, there's many, many differences about, you know, consider, you know, subatomical particle in quantum particles. And these particles have these extraordinary property, and that was already discovered in the 1920s by a famous physicist, as I said, Heisenberg, that they can be at the same time a particle with a mass and also a wave. Where in fact, when this subparticle is going to behave like a mass or like a wave, it's completely a random process. So you could use that property, in fact, to extract out of that phenomenon randomness that becomes actually the backbone to creating new encryption keys. And that's what our technology does.
As you know, we're getting into probably the first or second inning of AI or artificial intelligence. That being said, where does quantum random numbers play a part, and why is it so important for people to actually start paying attention and maybe extrapolating some of this into their own technology?
There are actually very recent reports that they know that predict that quantum numbers, quantum random numbers generators are going to, the market for these products are going to explode, going from a couple of maybe less than $50 million today, worldwide market, to $14 billion by the end of the decade. And this is carried simply because cybersecurity is becoming such a huge problem. You know that cyber criminality has increased by four times, during the COVID, and actually it's not getting better. It's going on the wrong direction. So, it's more and more cyber criminality, and you can see in the media every day there is almost a story involving cyber criminality. And so that is a problem in itself. But what I think is also a factor, is very concerning is the fact that, the quantum revolution is looming. It's coming, it means that, for example, quantum computers that have that incredible, capacity that it would increase the power of calculation of computers by almost millions of times. And these computers are considered to become mainstream within, I would say, 4 or 5 years. And with these computers, quantum computers, cyber criminals will be able to crack almost any key. So you have this cyber criminality that is increasing now, okay, because, everything is connected to the internet, people work on the internet, every single vertical of the economy is using one way or another internet. We're using in our lives, actually, internet is becoming almost like part of our universe,
right. Whatever
we like.
Absolutely.
And you have that threat about quantum computers that are going to be a huge, 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 problem, that we need to solve. So the only solution that people see is actually to a quantum threat, you need to a quantum solution. And this is what quantum numbers generators are becoming extremely, extremely important, and it is anticipated that there are market for these products and the need, in fact, because you're facing an unmet need with cybersecurity, and And so these generators are going to become extremely important because they are creating, in fact, as I tried to explain to you before, it's the backbone of a good security over the communication is to rely on random numbers. Yeah, if you talk to a specialist in the area of cryptographic and everything, you see everything starts, the backbone, the source of security starts with using pure random numbers.
Just real quick, and we got about a minute left. I want to switch gears here just for a second and talk about the business, if you will. Right now, you guys are pre-revenue. That being said, what is the status of your technology, and when do you think you'll bring a commercial application to fruition?
So right now, we have an operational prototype. You know, we know that the technology works. You know, I mean, it's been demonstrated in the lab, you know, in different settings. So what we are doing now is actually finalizing, you know, we have the design, you know, we finalizing actually the manufacturing process of our first product that would be a sort of a portable, you know, I mean, hardware solution to security, to cybersecurity. It would be a portable, you know, I mean, solution that, you know, have the form of a sort of a USB key. And that you will be able to connect to your computer. Will we also having that, I would say, the version under a PCI Express card that could be integrated to a desktop or a server. And with that, you will be able to, that solution will be provide you bulletproof protection for any sensitive data inside, for example, standard servers. If you're a proponent and a user of blockchain processes, that will make these processes inviolable. And that will enable anybody that's using the internet, like it's a really everybody now today, enable to communicate in uncrackable information over any device to any numbers of other devices. So this is what we're trying to achieve.
As for my listeners, if you're looking to get on the ground floor of a great technology company that is in quantum RAM numbers, look no further than Quantum Emotion Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol QNCCF. If you're up there in Toronto, look them up. They're on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol QNC. Francis, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I'm a big fan and definitely amazed of what you guys are doing out there, and hopefully that you come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure again, okay?
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.